Hi everyone, thank you again, Snowdusk, for a great intergalactic wasabi hour. This is DJ Guapofu with the 14th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on STF and on radio. I'm very excited to tell you that earlier today I interviewed Angolan American Salsero as well as Sucus and Kizomba artist Ricardo Lembo. For about half an hour earlier today, that is on YouTube. I'll be releasing it, though, at the same time I play the audio recording on my radio show, Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Tilde Radio, and Saturday, next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It was a real pleasure chatting with him, and I think we both had a lot of fun. Anyway, today though, we will listen to the works of the great queen of salsa herself, Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz was born in 1925 in Havana, although she has roots in eastern Cuba and was famous for performing garachas, which is a genre of music from the area around Guantanamo. She was born Ursula Hilaria Celia de la Caridad Cruz Alfonso in October 1925 in Havana and passed away at age 77, still performing almost to that point in Fort Lee, New Jersey. She's buried in the Bronx in Cuban soil, and she got her start really in the 40s and 50s. She wanted to be a singer and sang from a very early age. Her mother said she'd start singing as a child at 9 or 10 months old. She listened to many musicians in the exciting 30s musical climate in Cuba, people like Abelardo Barroso, Arsenio Rodriguez, and others. And she learned Santeria songs and Yoruba words, the syncretic Catholic Yoruba religion present in Cuba, much to the chagrin of her Catholic father. She always wanted to be a musician, but her father wanted her to become a teacher. Again, you can imagine, Cuba at the time and performing in casinos and the influence of the mafia. Anyway, her dad wanted her to be a teacher, and she would attend the normal school for teachers in Havana with the intent of becoming a literature teacher. One of her teachers, though, was honest with her. She said, "If you become an entertainer, you'd earn in a day what most teachers, like this teacher, would make in a month." And on account of that, in 1947, she enrolled in Havana's National Conservatory of Music, very, very good music school then, and still now, where she studied music theory, voice, and piano. She was on amateur radio programs as well as commercial radio programs, winning song contests, and then later would perform with the band Sonora Matancera in the 50s and 60s, where she would meet her future husband Pedro Knight, who later became her manager and, you know, organized her concerts and so on. She just kept performing for so many decades, very, very prolific artists. In the 60s, when she came to the United States and got residency performing in Los Angeles and New York, and then she would collaborate with Tito Puente, perform with Fania Records. She traveled to Zaire in the mid-70s for a very famous concert there, and very sadly passed away of brain cancer in 2003. Again, you can trace her career all the way from the 40s up to the early 2000s, at least 60 years. With that, let's get started listening to Celia's hits. Let's start with La Sopa en Botella. I believe the literal translation is The Soup in a Bottle. Thank you. It's nice to see everyone here. Oro Barroso, ADFLQT, Northern Lights, Snowdusk, DJ Snowdusk, of course. Let's see who else. JWH. Many others, I'm sure. No problem, Snowy. Yes, John M. is here. This was requested by John M. Very happy to oblige. Is famous for the catchphrase azúcar, or sugar, literally. This is one of my personal favorites among Celia's tracks, Caramelos. This is Celia's vocals and the mighty percussion of Tito Puente, the great New Yorican musician. Thank you. There you got an azúcar. Probably Garacha, but I note the lyrics are very much like Son Pregón, the street seller's music. I sell caramels by the kilo, lemon and honey of the bees. You have one, you eat yourself the whole table. Approximate poor translation I'm coming up with. You can join us either in the SDF specific comm channel and on radio for chat, or in Matrix. I'm very happy to get our regular listener Maya Alpizar in the Matrix channel and on radio at matrix.sdf.org. This is Celia and Johnny Pacheco, the great Dominican musician, also in Fania, performing Toro Mata, the Bull Kills. This is a very famous salsa standard from the coast of Peru. Remember, there's the coast, the highlands, Costa, Sierra y Selva, and the jungle. And the coast definitely had ties musically to the Caribbean and its salsa music. We'll feature Eva Ayón and her rendition of this track in a future episode.
Toro viejo se murió. Mañana comemos carne y toro mata, toro, toro y torito, toro viejo.
Wohan G has found it. He is in the Anon Radio Matrix channel. It's too bad we can't bridge this to Calm. This is Keem Butter, track I believe from the 60s or 70s. Mira, dile que no es un desprecio. This track was written by a 20-year-old Junior Cepeda from Puerto Rico and released on Cruz and Pacheco's joint album, Celia and Johnny, like Toro Mata we heard, in 1974. This is one of her classics, along with Bemba Colera. Also in collaboration with Tito Puente, great Puerto Rican and New Yorican percussionist. Very much the 70s Fania sound. Again, next week will be the Ricardo Lembo interview audio portion, as well as some more of Lembo's hits I didn't get to cover in the first show. After that, we absolutely will have Héctor Lavoe, the Gran Ibarro del Puerto Rico, as well as more audience requests, like Luisa Maria Hernandez or La India de Oriente, and Selena y Real Tilio, a Cuban husband and wife team. Nestor Amaral for Christy O'Twisty. And Vianato for Pizza Pal. I might try again another interview with Apaladdin, a Ecuadorian-Peruvian bluegrass fusion band from Kentucky.
Ah, yeah.
That's Tito.
There she is. That's the queen of our music, Celia Cruz, our queen. Celia Cruz. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to introduce to you the young member.
This is Bemba Colera.
Sus valles y sus cañadas,
colorá,
sus bohíos, ya de colorá, baja o de palmera la rama,
colorá,
siempre.
Welcome, Maya Alpizan, again in the And On Radio Matrix room.
Buscando en vano,
colora,
sitio por donde escapar,
colora,
pobrecito, ay cómo sufre,
colora,
buscando su libertad y yo,
colora,
yo como el pájaro quiero,
colora,
yo como el pájaro quiero,
colora,
mi libertad recobrará la bebé, bebé. Era Simón en el pueblo,
colora,
el único enterrador, colora,
colora,
el mismo a su propia hija y tú verás,
colora,
al cementerio la llevó,
colora,
el mismo cavó la fosa,
colora,
implorando una oración, colora, y en una mano,
colora,
en una mano la pala,
colora,
y en la otra el asador,
colora,
y todos le preguntaban,
colora,
¿de dónde vienes, Juan Simón? Y él dijo, yo,
colora,
yo soy enterrado y ven,
colora.
Yo soy enterrado y ven, ay Dios,
colora.
Yo soy enterrado y
colora.
Vengo, ay, ay,
colora.
Ay, de enterrado baja mi corazón. ¿De qué color?
Colora.
¿De qué color?
Colora.
Súbelo. Digan colorá, por favor.
Colorá.
¡Qué rico! ¿De qué color?
Colorá.
Pues mira, no canten ustedes para ver si...
Colorá.
¿Está buena? ¡Y por allá!
Colorá.
¡Y por acá!
Colorá.
¡Por allá atrás!
Colorá.
¡Y por allá!
Colorá.
¡Si tu marido te pega!
Colorá.
¡Dale golpes tú también!
Colorá.
¡Si tu marido te pega! Tú también, y si no puedes, pon la mano, métele con la sartén. ¡Eh!
Colora,
vaya,
colora,
azúcar,
colora,
ay, colora,
colora,
de colora,
colora.
Gracias, Piro.
Colora.
Zapato que yo me he puesto.
Colora.
Y lo boté al basurero.
Colora.
Zapato que yo me he puesto.
Colora.
Y lo boté al basurero.
Colora.
Tiene otra.
This is an example of Garracha music from the east of Cuba. It's very fast-paced, upbeat, and apparently has humorous, or the word Wikipedia uses is picaresque lyrics. It was originally considered, I think, like low-class music, but popularized by a lot of Cuban bands in the 30s onward.
Así que brille la luz de la dignidad del hombre, por Dios, por Dios, no olviden mi nombre. Yo me llamo Celia Cruz. Esta noche yo me muero, no se olviden que me
Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz, me llamo Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz,
mi nombre es Celia Cruz. Mi nombre es
Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz, Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz,
ustedes están diciendo que
Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz, me llamo Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz, me llamo Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz,
para servir a usted y a usted y a usted y a usted.
Celia Cruz.
Y a usted.
Celia Cruz.
Ahora digan Bemba Colora. Bemba Colora, qué buena y suave la Bemba.
Bemba Colora,
me gusta mucho la Bemba.
Bemba Colora,
yo no quiero cansar la Bemba con la Bemba.
Bemba Colora,
qué buena y suave la Bemba.
Bemba Colora,
qué rica, rica la Bemba.
Bemba Colora,
ahora mismo yo me voy con la Bemba.
Bemba Colora.
Colora, ¿eh? Pero La Habana, qué linda.
This is Canto a la Habana, which sounds like some other more recent Cuban tracks I've heard. Almost like charanga music. Maybe it is charanga music. Yeah, this sounds very charanga-ish. You can hear this in dance halls and weddings and parties in Miami. Go to Ayolea and listen to this kind of music. Just mentioned Morón. There's a great track I'll have to play in the future called Me Voy Pa Morón, covered by many, many artists. That sounds very much like a train going by. The title of the song is I Go to Morón. And again, it's by Real. This is Azúcar Negra, Black Sugar.
Azúcar, azúcar negra, ay cuánto me gusta y me alegra. Azúcar, azúcar.
This is an older track, one of her early hits, El Yerberito. I think she has another track, Yerbera Moderna, or maybe it's the same as this. I think different. Never mind, those are the same track. Yerberito Moderno. I believe that's Herbalist, I think. Going from one of her early hits to a much later one, La Negra Tiene Tumbao, as Claudian pointed out, which, as Claudian pointed out, has reggaeton feels. Amazing to think how long Celia was performing. I mean, when she had joined the Fania All-Stars in the 60s, she was already in her 40s and 50s. Already had gone on the map in the 50s and 60s, and I think was in her prime in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Let me check the year on this track. Wow, I would have guessed this is from the 80s or 90s, but it's from 2001. Written by Sergio George and Fernando Osorio. Got Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Music Video of the Year at the LAN Grammys of 2002. It has salsa, hip-hop, and reggae aspects. The black woman has style, or the black woman has grace. Tumbao. That's also a type of music. Now we transition to another one of her hits, La Vida es un Carnaval, Life is a Carnival. I think this is probably a pretty recognizable melody. We'll probably wrap up with Oye Como Va and part of Pele Dane Candela. Claudio helped me with that yesterday. That means give them fire. Dane, you know, let's give them fire. Which in English, I guess the closest is give them hell.
Solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
This is also a pretty famous track. It has some acid jazz feels. I think this might have originally been a Tito Puente composition. Along with Ron Con Con. Yeah, I think we'll get some of Kayle Dane Candela, give him hell. As Northern Lights really savored here in the chat. Listen how it goes.
Sígueme marcando el paso, que te aseguro que es de lo más sabroso.
Voy pa la rumba. It was in 1962, Cha 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 by Tito Puente. Released on El Rey Bravo on Tico Records. 1970, recorded by Mexican-American rock group Santana for their album Abraxas. Abraxas. When the dance was coupled to the rhythm of the music, according to Wikipedia, it became evident the dancers' feet made a peculiar sound as they grazed the floor on three successive beats. Cha-cha-cha was an onomatopoeia to describe this sound. That's a great word, onomatopoeia. Tomatopoeia. Como va, como va.
Y llega el negro Vicente y el bodeguero de al lado. Que venga toda mi gente, para que gocen tumbao. Porque la rumba, tiene la clave. Y hay que meterle candela al jarro, para que suene.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for joining on Calm and on Matrix, Lohan G and Maya Alpizar. we're going to close out and unfortunately get cut off here as we proceed to the Orocho show with Kayladen Candela. Most típico merengue feels here. Of course, you know, probably Garacha. Next week will be, yeah, very bachata merengue feels here. Next week, Ricardo Lembo, a 30-minute interview followed by more of his music. That will also be on YouTube and TubeNix if it works. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Exige que tú le laves, que lo vistas y lo calces, y si acaso tú protestas, se indigna y quiere pegarte. Que le den candela, ay, que le den castigo, que lo metan en una olla y que se cocine en su vino. Que le den candela, que le den castigo, que lo cuelguen. Hombre que tú tienes, buena amiga, si yo fuera tú, le dejaría las maletas en la puerta y una nota.